This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Amazon.com isn't quite yet what you would call a blue chip, but we are going to spend a little bit of time talking about that gargantuan online retailer today because it is Amazon. They reported profits after the bell this afternoon. Sales were up, but so too were losses, almost $500 million just in Q3 alone. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He is on that story for us today. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
This is not new from Amazon, right? Selling more stuff, but continuing to lose ever more money.
I know. They're still doing it, man. They're still doing it to us. You know that Wu-Tang song, Cash Rules Everything Around Me?
No, but this go ahead. Hum a few bars. Maybe we'll go for it.
This has to be Jeff Bezos' mantra over the past several years. It describes his past, present, and future, and it cuts both ways, right? He has been trying to make Amazon all about the way that we do commerce online. Mm-hmm. He's been spending a lot of money to do that, but he hasn't been making enough.
So here's what he's got going on, right? He's got this Fire Phone, which has been a complete disaster. He's losing money on streaming video. He's got tablets. He's got Fire TV.
Yes.
I mean, he's throwing everything at the kitchen sink here, or everything at the wall, I suppose, is what you'd say. And nothing seems to be working for him except maybe selling retail.
Well, that is true, selling retail, but also you should remember Amazon's cloud services. He's been trying to expand mm-hmm. in this way. You might remember the U.S. government paid Amazon $600 million for cloud storage for the intelligence community.
Mm-hmm.
He's been expanding in this area as well as in delivery. You know, this store they're opening up in New York City,
yeah.
Of course, that's part of their same-day delivery service. But yeah, they're not raking it in. He's been doing some exciting things and some boring things, like creating hardware that's similar to all the other hardware that's already out there. I think he's been experimenting, but that's only going to last for so long,
well,
right? And he's not making a ton of money.
There comes a time when he has to decide what Amazon is. And I get that we have all been saying there's going to come a time when he has to decide what Amazon is. When
right.
is that time a-coming, man?
It's a hard question to answer because it sure hasn't come so far, right? But I hate to try and defend him, but I think he's really thinking about the ecosystem. He's building these pieces of hardware that we can all use and interact with Amazon through.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to build media that we buy through Amazon. He's trying to do all these things that basically turn into this giant environment that we can all use and interact with. Now, we should remember there's another environment like this that had an IPO this
right.
year. I think it's called Alibaba.
Yes, it is.
And one of Bezos' big plays, but also one of his big problems, is expanding in the international space, right? He's got a lot of stuff going on in the U.S. He hasn't been able to unlock the possibilities of really expanding in the international scene, and that's a problem.
Talk to me for a second then, and quickly, about why Apple has made the ecosystem work and Jeff Bezos and Amazon has not.
Well, you know, Apple is it's a monolith, right, in many ways. It's like this mm-hmm. company that makes this really effective, innovative hardware and then makes a software suite that works with it. Also, we should think about Google, right?
Right.
Google does Gmail. It does search. It does Android and the Chrome browser. It's all about the web and the way we interact with the web. Amazon's a little more schizophrenic,
yeah.
you know, and I think that may be it's part of its problem.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Ben, thanks so much.
You got it, Kai.